step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today, which is July 12th, 2017. Yes, almost half the year is gone. And let's be blessed for the rest of the year. We have a special guest today, Dr. Gary Marder, and he is a dermatologist, actually board-certified dermatologist, and also the medical director of Marder Dermatology, and he has two offices in Florida. We're going to be talking today about skin and scalp issues. We all know someone who has an issue of some sort, and he's come up with some marvelous products to assist with these particular conditions that we'll talk about. So let's bring him onto our show now. Welcome, Dr. Marder.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
We're really, really great today.
Good.
Because we have a wonderful subject.
Yes, it is. It's very popular.
I want to ask you before we get started, how did you get on the path that you're on today? In other words, what made you decide to become a dermatologist?
Okay. So I actually, as a young child, growing up, I grew up in a divorce home, and I, at the early age of 10 years old, started getting little eczema lesions, little baby blisters on my hands and my feet. And obviously, my father and my mother didn't know what was causing it. They took me to a wonderful dermatologist who was just a bon vivant, just a lively, cheery, you know, wonderful doctor from actually NYU in New York. And he helped me. I got better. Basically, it was just a creams, you know. And as I grew up and was able to kind of take control of my life, you know, being in a divorced, you know, family is not the easiest. And that was well over, you know, many years ago. So I'm not going to give my age. So I learned to handle stress, and I was able to get the eczema under control. And I just loved the fact that he was able to help me, and I wanted to be able to do that for people as I got older. And so I went into medicine, and I chose a field that I felt was the most gratuitous. It made me feel good to help people. And that's why
there's
I
invested a lot of advances. Too.
Oh, definitely. And definitely no question about it. But that's why I created the products that I have created to help people where I felt that there was something missing. And so that's what I did.
And what was that special something?
That special something at this time is the Dr. Marder Total Relief Shampoo and the Total Relief Conditioner. The Total Relief Shampoo, which is patented by the U.S. Patent Office, is the only shampoo in the world that actually has 1% hydrocortisone with nanotechnology in it to enable it to permeate and deliver a soothing relief of itching, scaling, and flaking. And we have had excellent results, excellent results. I have had patients that I have prescribed to them medicines that are well over between $500 to $700 a shampoo. And they couldn't afford it. So if they can't afford it, how are they going to get better?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, I got to come up with a better solution. And I looked and I looked and I went online, and nowhere was there a hydrocortisone 1% shampoo. We know it's over the counter. We know it's safe. We know that even babies can use it. And so it took me quite a while, but we were able to get it into a shampoo that it was able to deliver the medication to the hair follicles to help people who are itching, scratching. And by the way, you should know that 55% of the world population suffers from seborrheic dermatitis. Men, women, and even babies get something called cradle cap, and it's all in the same family.
Well, that's really interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's epidemic. It actually is. People don't realize, but one out of every two people have an itchy scalp, and it could be from many different variable reasons. It could be from dandruff, which is part and parcel of seborrheic dermatitis. It could be from eczema. It could be from psoriasis. They could have an itchy scalp from chemicals that the ladies use for their hair. Many patients do perms or they hair straighteners, and they have a chemical burn. This shampoo has no alcohol in it. It's sulfate-free, paraben-free, and it actually allows the scalp to regenerate and heal without any of the burning sensation that you will find from any alcohol-based products. So it's really been it's just been wonderful.
Huh.
Really.
Yeah. So did you, when you pulled this solution together, did you experiment on your patients first?
Well, yes. That's a fantastic question. So let me tell you what happened. I had a young man who I have been taking care of for years since he was a little boy, and he basically was going through high school, and he was 16, 17 years old, and he was studying, and he was stressing out from, you know, midterms and finals and grades, and his parents were on his case, and it's natural. Every parent wants their child to do well, but he was under pressure, and so he came to me begging me to help him with his dandruff. You know, he wanted to go out with girls, and he was very embarrassed. So I gave him prescription medication, Nizoral, 2%, didn't work. He's been trying all the other Head and Shoulder products, didn't work. And I said to him, well, let's try this prescription medicine. And he comes back to me 2 weeks later, and I said, Devin, how come your head's not better? I just gave you a medication that, you know, is great stuff. He goes, Doc, it's $700. I can't afford that. And so I said to myself, there's got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. It took me a while. I got the shampoo. And believe it or not, Devin loved the shampoo so much, he was better within 1 week, that we actually made a YouTube video of Devin. And he talked about that.
Is that right?
Yeah. And not only that, believe it or not, I then gave it to one of the clergymen, and he was undergoing lymphoma, and he was not only stressed out from having the chemotherapy, but he was losing his hair from the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, why don't you try the shampoo? See if it'll help at least with the dandruff from the stress. So not only did he get rid of the dandruff from the stress, his hair started to grow back from the shampoo. I was amazed. I was in shock. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and on our website, drmartyrskincare.com, you can actually see pictures of the hair of the patient who had hair growth. And we actually are on Amazon.com. And
okay.
I got a letter, a comment from a woman not even a month ago from unbelievable. It's from Olympia, Washington, who bought our product. And she said in her, you know, review of our product, which she gave 5 stars, she says, "I just can't thank you enough. I bought your shampoo and conditioner for my sister-in-law, who is undergoing oral chemotherapy for cancer. She said her scalp has been hurting and itching from the medication. Your shampoo," she wrote me, "is a blessing because it stopped the itching, it stopped the burning because the medication treated that." And to get a letter like that was so heartwarming. It was the reason why I created that shampoo. So we are finding that, yes, it's fantastic for dandruff. It's fantastic for hair growth. I mean, I will tell you that as a dermatologist, and I do so many skin cancers every day I treat, but the reason I'm seeing so many in men is because they don't have enough hair on their head. And when you don't have hair, the protection from the sun is lost. So, So we are now actually advocating that men have hair for protection from the sun, and this will help prevent skin cancers down the road. So many men who are listening know that they're going to the dermatologist and they're having their precancers burnt off or frozen off with a liquid nitrogen. But if you don't have hair, that's the reason why. If you have hair, you won't get that.
That's a good point.
We are really, I mean, this shampoo, at least in the way I see it, is not only going to help people with dandruff, which is amazing, not only will it help people with eczema and psoriasis, but it's also helping people to prevent cancers down the road. But, and we have photos, by the way. We've done clinical trials. It's unbelievable. We are right now in the process of actually having articles published in the medical journals for this very reason. So I'm just happy because this product is called Total Relief. And you know what? That's exactly what the product can do. It gives people who are under chemotherapy, it gives them relief. People who are up in the middle of the night scratching their head silly, it gives them relief. People who are suffering from psoriasis. Do you know in the United States alone, anywhere between 7.5 million to 12 million people suffer from psoriasis? Kim Kardashian has psoriasis. I'm sure there's always someone in somebody's family they know who have psoriasis. This is the only shampoo that's over-the-counter that has the medicine, the hydrocortisone 1%, and we had to put in a special nanotechnology formulation, so that helps permeate the medicine into the scalp, and it's soothing. It doesn't have any burning or tingling sensation, because that tingling sensation, it's really just menthol. You know, that's not what works. That's not what heals you. That tingling sensation is actually more of a burning sensation. So we're very, very pleased. You know, my patients, myself, my staff, just to be able to offer this product to patients now.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
What causes the hair breakage and the loss of hair in men?
So, you know, men use a lot of hairspray, believe it or not. A lot of them, especially those who don't have too much hair, they use a lot of hairspray. And, you know, the number one component of hairspray is alcohol. Alcohol, what does alcohol do? It dries the scalp. It dries the hair follicles. And it causes breakage. So the truth is, alcohol and hairspray is not good for you. On top of that, when you have alcohol and it dries your skin, it's actually creating more dandruff. It's creating more seborrhea. It's making your condition worse. What you really need is some product, which is what our product does, to hydrate, moisturize, return the hair and its follicle back to its normal state. So let me follow up with explaining why we found hair growth. So we have found under the microscope, when we did biopsies, that inflammation is around the hair follicle.
Sure.
So if you take a man who is totally bald, has no hair there, believe it or not, when we do a biopsy, we actually find hair underneath. But the problem is that the hair follicle is strangulated by fibrosis, by inflammation, by scarring. Now, we don't know what's causing that. We don't. It could be stress. It could be chemicals. It could be a lot of oils that people used to put on their head, you know, that could cause it. We don't know. But we do know one thing. When you take away the inflammation, the hair can breathe. And when the hair can breathe, the follicle is able to then grow. It's like grass. If you don't water it, it just dries up. But when you water it and you hydrate it, the grass can grow. And that's what we found. So even though you see a man who's bald, and we have patients who are for 20 years totally bald, zero, no hair at all. They've used the shampoo, and after 2 to 4 months, they've got tremendous amount of hair follicles that are sprouting up. And as long as they, we have photos. It's unbelievable. Seriously, black hair. I mean, the guy had no hair at all. Zero.
Oh my gosh.
So we're very happy, and we're actually trying to get that published now in the medical journals because doctors don't know about it. But we know that there's a condition called alopecia. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I have, yes.
Okay. And you know the number one cause of alopecia areata or totalis or universalis? The number one cause? Stress. It's not
thyroid
disease.
Stress causes all kinds of health problems.
Exactly. So we have found that stress is the number one cause of alopecia. And do you know what the number one treatment for stress for alopecia is? As your viewers will know, I'm sure, those who are suffering, the doctors give them steroid injections into their scalp.
It's very
painful. But you know what? It works. But what's going on? The scalp
inflammation.
Follicle, exactly. But the steroid is an anti-inflammation medication. And what we have found is you don't need to have steroid shots into your scalp. If you use the shampoo, the medication through the nanotechnology permeates into the scalp, into the hair follicle, and allows it to grow and start to re-root itself. Yeah, this is really groundbreaking. When I say groundbreaking, we are actually publishing it in medical journals at this time. So you're really
I'm really glad
stuff.
To hear it.
Yeah. That's what's really
I'm sure
what's
our listeners
important.
are very glad to hear it.
Yep. So we are very happy to be able to bring this product. So let me tell you what we're coming down the pike with.
Okay.
We are now going to be having the only psoriasis shampoo that has the medicine in it to help patients who suffer from psoriasis. Now, people say, well, steroids are bad for you. And let me just mention that if we don't have sterol, which is a natural cortisone in our bodies, we would all be dead. Our bodies produce steroid because if not, we would not be able to survive. Our nerves need that. Our adrenal glands, which are above the kidneys, produces cortisol. So what happens is that when somebody's under tremendous amount of stress, their adrenal glands are pumping out cortisol to handle the stress. Okay? What happens is that when they're under so much stress, lack of sleep, studying very hard, dealing with children, dealing with your job, trying to make ends meet, they're constantly worried. All these factors are making the body overproduce the steroid, the cortisol, and it can't do it anymore. So what happens to our skin? Our skin breaks down. That's why when I was a child, and I was unfortunately going through the stress of my parents being divorced, my skin was breaking down. And I went to my wonderful dermatologist who gave me a cream, and that's why steroid creams work, because they're replenishing and helping the skin return to normalcy. See, people don't understand that. Steroids, without them, we would be dead. We need that in our daily lives. So 1% is the FDA approved for babies for any age, and it's over the counter. It's that safe, you know. So I just want your viewers, and a lot of them know.
Well, you're not putting steroid in your shampoos, are you?
We have 1% in the shampoo itself. This is only shampoo in the world. But this is a topical. You see what I'm saying? It's topical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
by
mouth. It's not getting shots. It's just like a cream. Do you ever use a steroid cream when you get a mosquito bite or insect bites?
Sure. I just thought we talked earlier that it was 1% nanotechnology, but it was hydrocortisone.
Yes, it is. Hydrocortisone is a medicine. That's true.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the hydrocortisone is a
form
derivative.
Of steroid.
Exactly. But it's natural. But it is man-made to help the skin heal.
Okay.
And that's the difference. That's why our body needs it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm following you. I just want to make sure our listeners are following as well.
Yeah. Anyone who has any questions, please let me know. But if we don't naturally have that in our body, we would not survive.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are under a tremendous amount of stress have overutilized their body's natural cortisol. And that's what I'm saying. So when I was a child under a tremendous amount of stress, my doctor gave me a cream, the hydrocortisone cream, and got me better. And what we've done now is taken it and put it in a shampoo for people who are suffering from the same thing that I had as a child on my hands and feet into the scalp.
Now, if you use your shampoo with the directions on the bottle, if you exceed those directions, are there any effects of
that? Not at all, because this is over-the-counter.
Okay.
This is for babies to 100-year-olds. This is the safest FDA-approved hydrocortisone that can be used over-the-counter.
Okay.
And so for people who, for example, who have psoriasis, did you ever see someone with psoriasis that they have it on their hands, their legs, their arms, their back?
Yes. Yes. I met a doctor who suffered horribly from it. It was everywhere on his body, and he said he's tried everything, and nothing has helped him. And I just felt so bad for him.
Well, there are a lot of great medicines out now that do. Okay, there really are. I mean, I had a woman in today. Who, oh my gosh, her back, her chest, her arms, her legs, she was covered. But and the worst part is she picks, and so they bleed. So, I know. So, but number one, as I told your viewers, inflammation is the worst thing. And what causes inflammation? Sugar. They have to avoid sugar. Yes, sugar can come in pineapple. It can come in watermelons. It can come in oranges, okay? There are a lot of people who are diabetic. They have to be very careful with orange juice, okay? And so what I'm trying to say is that sugars come in different forms, as you know, high complex carbohydrates and so forth. And so it's really important to avoid sugars, to avoid breads, to avoid alcohol, beer, vodka, all these things convert in the body into sugar. White potato, you know that everybody talks about rice and white potatoes and so forth. So I'm just advising those patients.
It's difficult because, you know, you start eliminating those particular food groups, you're basically going to be eating meat and vegetables.
So that's a good point. Okay, that's a different topic now, but if you want me to talk about it, I can. Yeah.
We have time.
So understand that our body, I've always felt, our body is like a clock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't oil the clock, it slows down. it gets rusty and slows down. And what happens to our body when you put in a lot of sugar? Its metabolism slows down. Okay? And
okay.
That's why people who eat a lot of bread, they gain weight very quickly. A lot of alcohol, they gain weight very quickly because instead of their metabolism functioning properly like a clock, it slows down. And when it slows down, it's not breaking down those products, and they put on the weight. So in any event, for some reason, people with psoriasis are very sensitive to high complex carbohydrates, and they have to avoid the sugars. And you're right. They need to be more of on a low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet, as long as their doctors say it's fine. So fish is great. Chicken is great. Meat is great. You know, and then you obviously have your vegetables and so forth. But, you know, you can have, you know, asparagus, which is extremely healthy. You can have your sweet potatoes instead of the white potato. You can have your green beans. You can have salads. But, you know, I tell my patients, if you love meat, then barbecue as much as you want. But get the psoriasis under control. I had a woman today from Vero Beach, Florida, who drove down to see me, which were approximately 50, 60 miles away. She's been to 10 different dermatologists because her right big toe, and only her right big toe, is swollen and broken out. And you know, she actually has psoriasis. And do you know, she loves to drink alcohol. And it's not that she's an alcoholic. She has two glasses of wine with dinner every night. But believe it or not, she's avoided all the carbohydrates other than the two glasses of wine, and she is well over 75% better with her psoriasis of that toe. The swelling has gone down, and she can actually walk. Before, she couldn't even walk. She lost her nail from the psoriasis, too. That's how bad.
Poor psoriasis. Lady.
Yeah, so there's so many breakthroughs that, you know, if you avoid sugars, you avoid high complex carbohydrates, these will all make psoriasis better. Our shampoo, the Total Relief shampoo and conditioner, is so soothing, and it doesn't have alcohol, doesn't burn, and it just returns the skin to its normal state. So that's what we're coming out with in the future. We're going to be having a hair growth products. We're going to be having psoriasis shampoo and body wash. There is no psoriasis body wash out in the market. Not one. Not one. There isn't. We're going to be having that coming out as well. We are also available now not only on Amazon, Target.com, Jet.com, Dermstore.com, LuckyVitamin.com. Yes, and we are getting into now a lot of the local pharmacies as well. So, and people can ask for this product, the Total Relief Shampoo and Conditioner from Dr. Martyr, because it works. And it's the only thing out there that will help them. These tea tree oils, they actually, you know, other than, you know, maybe helping get rid of some of the scales, it dries the skin. You know, a lot of the products have something called salicylic acid. Do you know what salicylic acid is? It's aspirin. The actual ingredient, active ingredient, is aspirin. It burns. Aspirin is it burns the skin. Salicylic acid is just that. It's an acid, and it burns the skin, and it takes off the scales, but it doesn't heal the skin. You see, our shampoo, not only, by the way, we can get off that, it also has, just so you know, coconut oil, which is wonderful to hydrate the skin.
Yes, that is.
Okay, it's a natural hair growth product as well. As we have jojoba, we have olive oil, we have in there biotin, resveratrol. These are major antioxidants that are in our product.
Oh, they are. That's very good.
Oh,
you're
amazing.
You're impressing me even more.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. The nanotechnology part of our shampoo and conditioner is just mind-blowing, and it works so beautifully. Do you know resveratrol? Actually, not only everybody knows that it's from the peels of wine, grapes, you know, but it actually has been shown to make hair grow and it lasts longer. And we actually formulated that in our shampoo.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
I know biotin is
helpful.
Biotin is excellent as well. It actually has been known to make hair grow as well. No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have vitamin C in there in our products. We have vitamin D in our products. We are very pleased with the reception that we've gotten because it's such a unique product. It really
does it smell good?
By the way, oh, it smells like coconut. Like coconut.
I was going to say, you put
no,
all this in
so
it.
Important.
What does it smell like?
That's a very important question. It smells like coconut. By the way, do you know $3.5 billion a year are spent on hair loss alone in the United States? That's astronomical numbers. And what are people seeing for it? They're really not getting much for it. I mean, you know, the pain of having a hair transplant and the surgery is unbelievable. And we, with our shampoo, have found patients getting thousands of new plugs. I'm not talking about one or two. Thousands of new hair follicles sprouting out. It's just wonderful what we're seeing now. Without any pain, without any suffering, without any bleeding, without any cutting, and the cost is nothing. A hair transplant can cost $3,000 to $10,000.
For the individuals where the hair follicles are coming back in, did they change their nutritional diet as well or not?
No. Great question. No, they did not. What? Remember, it's we found inflammation around the hair follicle.
Yep.
Okay. So you can get skinny guys who are literally 21 years old who have started to shave their head because they've lost their hair. But those same guys, it's not like they're gaining a lot of weight from poor diets or what have you. It's inflammation. We don't know what's causing the inflammation, but maybe they are under stress. We don't know. I do know one thing, that the medicine between the resveratrol, which has been shown to make hair grow, and the hydrocortisone stops the inflammation, we are seeing remarkable and amazing results. So much so that we're publishing it in medical journals.
Good. I'll look forward to reading those.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in doctor journals. I don't know if you're going to be reading the doctor journals or not, but
well,
the doctors need to know. Yeah, but the doctors need to know, you know?
Well, you know, ironically enough, I'll be seeing my own dermatologist next week. I don't have any of these issues, by the way, but I've been seeing her forever. It'd be nice for me to be able to tell her about you and your products.
Yeah, definitely. And she can see the photos on what was coming through. So this is brand new. When you have medicine that stops inflammation around the hair follicle, that's what's so unique.
And I'll tell her. I'll tell her that. I'll be
it's
your
wonderful.
Champion.
I appreciate that. Thank you. By the way, you know, there's another thing called PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. These are these injections. You know, you've heard about those vampire lifts. You know, they've actually shown that those have been helpful to make hair grow as well. Just so you know, because they feel that the stem cells work to help stimulate and fight inflammation.
Yes, but are they injecting those into the scalp?
Yes.
Ouch.
They are. I know. That's my point. And they have to repeat it every 2 weeks or up to four times, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars. And we're having amazing results with just using the shampoo, as you would normally any other shampoo. You know, but I'm just so impressed what's going on in the medical field as far as what, you know, these products are able to do. Yeah.
I'm very excited for you and for coming up with this and for helping people.
Thank you. We're very happy that it's working. We really are. So let's see. Do you have any other questions for me?
You know, I'm leaving that open to you if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Okay. Well, I would like to make, which I did before, that skin cancers are epidemic. And when I say epidemic, it's getting to be to the point where there aren't enough dermatologists who can take care of all the conditions that the people have. So people need to start taking better care of themselves. And people who don't have women and men who their crown is starting to thin out, they have to understand if they don't take care of themselves, they're going to be getting problems. So I think, you know, we're very proactive in our lives to try and take better care of ourselves. But this is one part where I think we're all, you know, the United States, not, I mean, I know people want to have more hair, but they need to understand it for medical purposes. It's that important. So these young men and men who are shaving their head and are going out there, if they don't wear sunscreen, which I know a lot are, but if they don't, they are really cruising for a major bruising, which we don't want, because then they're just going to be coming into our offices with terrible lesions and sores, and we don't want to see that. We want people to get better. And they have to start taking, you know, a more proactive role in taking care of their scalp, you know? So that's very important. You know, there's as far as psoriasis goes, in the world, it's probably well over 50 to 100 million people suffering from psoriasis.
And is that one of the main conditions you're finding that you're treating people for outside of cancer?
Actually, it is. We actually have a major, we see a tremendous amount of psoriasis patients here. We're in Florida, and we're not quite sure why, but it could be poor diet. It could be stress, although they're not
environmental.
It could be, but nobody knows exactly. There's always a lot of hypotheses, but we do know, here's another one you'll like. We do know that alcoholics, when they stay away from alcohol, their psoriasis clears up. So it's that sugar, you know, when it converts in the alcohol converts to sugar in the body. And if you would take that out, they get much better. So, you know, there's always someone in somebody's family who has psoriasis. And, you know, we hope to have a new scalp psoriasis shampoo and body conditioner. So that will hopefully help people. We really do hope that we can help the millions of people out there who are suffering. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, tell our listeners again where they can get your products, and if they need more information, where they can go for that as well.
Okay. So they definitely can go to drmartyrskincare.com. That will show you photos. We have a photo gallery. You'll learn more. You'll see some YouTube videos of patients that are on there who have given testimonials. And we have plastic surgeons who use our products. We have beauticians who use our products. We have cancer patients who are using our products, because it's serving a need. But it's not one person has, you know, one. It's not one thing for one person. It's there's so many different people that need the help for, and the shampoo is total relief. That's what it's called, and it really is helping all these people. As far as where else to get the products, Target.com, Jet.com, Amazon.com. By the way, today is an amazing day if they go to Amazon, because today is Amazon, what is it, yesterday and today is a Prime Week, Amazon Prime. Major discounts are giving today. So today's the day to load up on it. It really is. You're talking about like a 30% discount. And then,
how long does one bottle last?
One bottle will last you 2 months. It's a 6 ounce. It will last you 2 months, and I've had patients who have written to, actually not patients. I call them patients. They're actually reviewers who wrote to Amazon that they would rather pay the $30 for or $29.99 for a bottle of shampoo than go and pay the $100 to their dermatologist, who's going to give them a prescription for $700 when they can't afford it anyway. And we have people in Idaho, Ohio, state of Washington, California, And again, it's also available in dermstore.com. It's available at luckyvitamins.com. It's available in, I think I got everybody right now. And local pharmacies are now taking it up. So hopefully, all they do is, if somebody really wants it in their pharmacy, is ask their pharmacist, and they'll bring it in for them.
Another question.
Yeah.
If you just use the shampoo and then you use, say, somebody else's conditioner, is that going to affect the shampoo's healing abilities?
Okay, that's a good question. So I would have to say that the shampoo definitely, I would rather they use just a shampoo and nobody else's conditioner, because somebody else's conditioner could have impurities and ingredients that could affect the scalp from healing. And the shampoo makes the scalp heal and soothes. And if they're going to have an allergic reaction from another type of conditioner, I mean, many acne patients I see have acne on their back, and you won't believe why. They used a shampoo and a conditioner, a two-in-one, or they'll use a conditioner and they rinsed and it went down their back and they broke out, because they have a tremendous amount of these, you know, products that are not quality products. They're cheap, and they actually get into the pores and plug the pores and make them break out. So in answer, I would really rather they don't even use anything other than the shampoo, which, by the way, a lot of men do. They just use the shampoo. But the women love the conditioner, and they know that the shampoo and the conditioner go hand in hand, because the conditioner actually contains nanotechnology with zinc pyrithione, and that's what kills any bacteria as well as any fungus. So the worst thing a woman wants to know is that she has fungus in her head, and this will kill that. So it goes hand in hand, and they're wonderful products. And people can actually take the conditioner. We love it so much. They can actually put it on their bodies as a body conditioner to soothe the psoriasis and the open sores. And it really helps. Yeah, it's very, very soothing.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. I've really enjoyed talking with you. And I'm sure many of our listeners, if they missed any part of this interview, they will tune in to it later. It goes directly to iTunes and various other outlets.
Okay. And if they
Denise,
if they have any questions, they can go to our website, Dr. Marder Skincare, DrMarder Skincare.com, and they can actually ask questions. And I would be more than happy to answer any questions that they have.
Okay, great. Well, we've covered a great deal today.
Oh, yes, you have. Yeah.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
thank you
when
very
your
much
other product, when your future products come out, let us know and we'll have you back.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully they'll be coming out in January, the new year.
Okay, wonderful.
All right. Thank you,
all right,
Denise.
Take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, listeners, that concludes our show for today. Very informative. Please tune in again next Wednesday. We'll have another really great show for you. Until then, be well. Bye-bye.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have. And follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at KnowledgeWorksPub.com. Be sure to visit GotCancerNowWhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer, Now What?
The entire contents of this radio show are based upon the opinions of Denise and her guest. It's not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional of your choice, and it's not intended as medical advice. We encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions upon your research and in partnership with your very own qualified healthcare professional. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.